From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. The U.S. military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy is expected to come under scrutiny today on Capitol Hill. Defense Secretary Robert Gates is expected to order a one-year review on the effects of lifting the ban on openly gay service members when he appears before a Senate committee. As NPR's Paul Brown reports, there's some resistance in the military and in Congress, but gay activists say it's past time for change.
Democratic congressional leaders say they want to know more about how best to change the law before drafting new legislation. And some high-ranking military officers are opposed to ending Don't Ask, Don't Tell while troops are stretched thin in two wars. But David Hall, a former Air Force staff sergeant who was discharged from ROTC for being gay, says thin troop resources argue in favor of getting rid of Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
We're fighting two wars. We can't afford to be kicking any patriotic Americans that want to serve our country out.
Defense Secretary Gates suggests change will come, if not quickly. He's noted it took 5 years to implement the 1948 executive order to achieve racial integration in the military. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
The nation's spy chiefs are headed to Capitol Hill today. Congress is asking for their assessments of the most urgent worldwide threats. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports.
National Intelligence Director Dennis Blair, CIA Chief Leon Panetta, and FBI Director Robert Mueller are among those testifying today. The hearing before the Senate Intelligence Committee is an annual ritual, a chance to tick through global security risks from nuclear proliferators, terrorists, and other troublemakers. Last year, in a surprise twist, the consensus was that the global financial crisis posed the greatest risk to U.S. security. Expect to hear an update on that, as well as on the state of Al-Qaeda, both in the tribal areas along the Afghan-Pakistan border and in other hotspots such as Somalia and Yemen. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.
Afghan President Hamid Karzai arrived in Saudi Arabia today for talks on the Taliban. Ahead of his arrival, a foreign ministry spokesman in Riyadh told the Associated Press Saudi leaders have no plans to get involved in peace efforts in Afghanistan between the Taliban and the Karzai government. That is, unless the Taliban severs ties with extremists and expels Osama bin Laden. Karzai is expected to propose a role by the Saudis for reintegrating Taliban militants. Last week in London, the Saudis pledged an additional $150 million in aid to Afghanistan. A Russian train operator is recovering from injuries sustained in today's explosion along a railway in St. Petersburg. Investigators say the bomb struck a technician's engine being used to check equipment along a rail line. At last check on Wall Street, the stocks were mixed. The Dow was up 5, the Nasdaq was down 4. This is NPR News. The first primary election of 2010 is underway this morning in Illinois. President Obama's former U.S. Senate seat is on the ballot. Six Republicans are seeking the GOP gubernatorial nomination, and Democratic Governor Pat Quinn is seeking a full term in office. That's after replacing impeached Governor Rod Blagojevich. The polls are open until 7 this evening, local time. Two films are dominating this year's Oscar nominations. They were announced this morning in Beverly Hills. NPR's Netta Ulaby has more.
The Hurt Locker and Avatar received 9 nominations each, including Best Picture. They're up against quite the variety pack of competitors. The other 8 nominees are A Serious Man, The Blind Side, Precious, based on the novel Push by Sapphire, Inglourious Basterds, in education, District 9, Up, and Up in the Air, about a man who's a compulsive business traveler.
Pleasure to see you again, Mr. Bingham.
It's these kinds of systemized friendly touches that keep my world in orbit.
Up in the Air also received nods for Best Actor, Best Director, and Best Supporting Actress, twice. Both Anna Kendrick and Vera Farmiga received nominations. The Oscars are scheduled to take place March 7th. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
Film producer David Brown has died after a long illness. He was known for such big screen hits as Jaws and The Sting. He received 4 Oscar nominations for his work, including that for Jaws, also The Verdict and A Few Good Men. Brown was also married to longtime Cosmopolitan magazine editor Helen Gurley Brown. Dock workers in Finland are on strike. They walked off the job today in hopes of speeding up contract talks with employers. Cargo unloading and loading is being affected. I'm Dave Mattingly in Washington.